A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Or a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown? Sleep Tight Stories.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Today is a beautiful day outside. Again, thank you for listening to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. Yes, this is Rashawn McDonald, and this is the second episode in the series of three about value proposition. Last week, we talked about you. You, your career, what you can do better, what you're not doing that should be recognized by your employer, how to create that uniqueness that will cause them to give you a raise, that will cause you to get a promotion. That's what a value proposition can do for you. A lot of times when you hear the word value proposition, it's usually tied to a product or a business. But I believe that you can take that same philosophy and tie it to an individual. And the individual is you. And a lot of people responded very positively, was very thankful for the information I gave them. Well, it doesn't stop today. It will start from a standpoint of value proposition involved. Today's show is about how to get the most of out of your employees. I will also be giving examples how bad employees can destroy your business. That is the value proposition we're talking about today, because if you have a dream and you have a version of uniqueness that could sell, but you have the wrong people selling it or have the wrong people working to build it, then your value proposition that you worked so hard to build will fail. And that is what we're talking about. And the reason that fails is so many different lanes. And I'm going to break it down in groups of five. When I talk about these different lanes, it's going to be the first half hour of the show today will be about the value proposition and people that you hire. The second half, I bring it on board. Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming up. So I got Chef Jannard Wells. That's right. Legendary. I call him legendary. Family Chef Jannard Wells will be on the show today. Please don't go nowhere. People tell me that I can bake, that I'm award winning. Please. He is one of the top people in this field. But let's get started on the value proposition about today's show, how to get the most out of your employees. I'll also be giving you examples of how bad employees can destroy your business. Okay, let's start this. Let's start it off with you, the problem, making you the problem. Top five reasons your company can't find great employees. You've heard since COVID that there has people want to stay home and remote. So initially when I hear that, that means that we're already giving excuses as to why you can't find anybody good by letting, you know, the news tell you, the social media tell you. But the person who guides all this is you, and how much effort you're willing to put into getting an employee that will work effectively for you. Here's five reasons why you might not can find a great employee. Let's go with the first one. You won't let go of poor performing employees because you care too much for them and they're such a good fit. So basically right there, I know a lot of you, I fell victim to this. I had people that I had known for a long time. I'd known them for 20 years. I'd known them for 15 years. I'd known them for 10 years. And I kept them on board because I cared too much for them. Not because of work they were doing. They were doing good work, but they weren't doing the work that I needed for my company that I was doing at the time. In other words, you can hire somebody and your company can change, but you keep the same person there trying to get them to fit in to the dynamics of your new change. That's what I was doing. Guess who was losing? Me. So what did I have to do? I had to make a hard decision. Find a person who could fit doing that job effectively. Number two, you keep hiring from the same circle of recommendation. Basically, I've seen this. You go into a business, especially a lot of fast food businesses, you'll see people in a corner filling out an application. Basically, the first applicant who fills out the paperwork, that's who you hire. Because guess what? You don't have time. You don't have time for your own business. You don't have time. So that's the problem right there. Then number three, you're the problem. You're the problem because you keep hiring the wrong people. So maybe you should let somebody else do the hiring. Don't let ego get in the mix. That's why they have HR departments. Involve the HR. If you're starting a business, there's two things. Listen to me real carefully because I made this mistake. If you're starting a business and you don't have an accountant or a sense of who's doing HR, that's human resources, then your company is not going to make it. You will fall victim to that line of, hey, was in business for 6 months, closed. Hey, was in business for a month, for a year, closed. Because you did not apply the values of what an accountant would bring to the table, which means you weren't operating with a budget because you operate on a hope and a prayer, which means that you hope that when you open the doors, open people will buy your product, or you hope when you open the doors, people will be lined up outside, or you hope because you go to church every Sunday, then faith will step in and you will win. That's the problem. Then you only hire experienced people. Whoa. I'm not talking about, you know, this ain't a show about not hiring people in their 40s and 50s and 60s. But you got to be careful when you're hiring experienced people that they're not set in their ways. You know, technology is there, but they still want to do it on pen and paper. I like to write everything down. But, you know, laptops sitting over there, you know, I get with that, but they want to write everything down. But they got all that experience. But you're in a company that's, you know, is technology savvy, but you hire an experienced person, great personality, got the experience, got everything, but they want to do it their way. I'm not telling you to hire an inexperienced person, but I'm telling you to hire somebody, if they're experienced, they're going to do it the way you need it to be accomplished at your job. Does that make sense? Then the final thing in this whole world of top five reasons your company can't find great employees, you keep saying there aren't good people out there. I hear that all the time. And I'm going to tell you something. I have fallen victim to that. I have given up. I've just, the next person that comes through that door, I'm going to hire them. And believe me, I have regretted it. I have hired enough people in my lifetime. It's not one hand, not two hands. It's I got to take off my shoes. That's how many bad people I've hired in my lifetime. You know what? Because I got tired of interviewing people. I got tired of going through applications. I got tired of just wondering, maybe I can make them a good employee. Maybe I can, you know, employ them up, you know, work them up, you know, job them up, train them up. No, no. If the application says this is what they do, this is who they are. The value proposition of what you're trying to create with your business, and your business is to build an opportunity of uniqueness, a lane where nobody else is working, but you can't hire the people to do that, then it's time to fire somebody. See, I'm just trying to clean house, see? That's what I'm trying to do right now. You got a company over there struggling. You don't know why. Why the donuts ain't flying out the door? Why ain't nobody walking out there wearing shoes? Why when you send somebody out there for plumbing service, people complain, don't want to call you back? Look on Yelp, you got a star, one star rating. Same person you keep sending out there, your cousin. We're going to get the family in a minute. Family, we will get the family. Because that's the mistake everybody makes is hiring family. We're going to get to them in a minute. How to fire someone without hurting their feelings. That's what it's all about. I will tell you this, to terminate somebody is the worst feeling in the world. There are people out there that do it for a living. I don't understand it. I don't drink alcohol. I don't smoke any drugs or anything like that. So when I go in there and talk to somebody, it is Rashawn McDonald sitting down, fully prepped. So how do you fire people? First of all, when you fire somebody, I'm going to start at number five. Be clear. See, what you don't want to do is fire somebody and they don't have a clear understanding why they're being terminated. See, then you're going to get in an argument. See, you can't fire somebody and then they throw the reason for their firing back on you because you wasn't clear. Because you didn't write down, because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. So you just go, you know, it just didn't work out. Hey, that ain't specific enough for a lot of people out there. You got to tell these people so they can be a better person at the next job they go work for. It's called evaluations. We're going to get to evaluation in a minute. But see, what happens is I've had employees who, when they got paid, somehow that same week they always got sick. Somehow, the week they got paid. Now, I'm just listen to me, y'all. There are some people out there count their vacation days and they count their sick days. So they treat their sick days, PTO, whatever fancy word they call them nowadays, as vacation days. I've had employees get paid sick. Then I tell them I see the pattern. I tell them that. I see your pattern. They don't care because you know why? I've allowed them to make this normal because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. I was never clear to them because that pattern was going on for a minute, months. I saw it. But how do I break this news to them? Now, you might say, Rashawn, come on now. You could just walk in and just told them. No. Because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. And if you worried about hurting somebody's feelings when you're about to terminate, bring a witness with you. Bring somebody in the room with you. That'll make it easier. And if you have even a bigger struggle, practice determination, because this is not something easy. I don't want anybody to think I'm on this call, this show today, telling you that this is fun, this is going to be easy, but you got to get rid of these people who are destroying your dreams. Let me tell you a story about it. I'm going to just break this little story. We're going to go to break after this story. How bad employees can hurt your dream. There is a place, Petrie Corners, right across from the forum. That's this salad bar, right? Every time I go into this salad bar, it was always six people in front of me. Every time I go in there, six people, no matter what. It's about 6:30. I walk in there and it was nobody in front of me. In fact, it was a couple. They was down by the register. Because when you go in, it's an L shape. You go in, you order your salad, go left, pick out your different things you want to put in the salad, pay at the end. I walk in there. There's always six bins. Two on top, two in the middle, two at the bottom. Six bins. I walk right on in. It wasn't an ounce of salad in any of those bins. This 6:30. Mind you, 6:30. I see a guy down at the end, little chunky guy, down at the end talking to the people who I'm assuming was trying to get their different condiments that they want in their salad. There was this tall, skinny dude just walking around. And then there was this dude in the back. He was just chopping. I don't know what he was chopping. I was trying to see, was he chopping salad or something? Because there was no salad in front of me. Was he chopping salad? I don't know. I said to myself out loud, I said, excuse me, are y'all still open? Immediately it triggered the guy down there by the register. I guess so, because they don't have nothing down here either. So, okay. We're showing you, you might have started something here, okay? I said, I'm just saying that there's no salad down here and I just want to make some selections. So the little tall, skinny dude went in back. Then he came back out with no salad. So I'm trying to figure out why did he go in back. Now, these are employees now. This place is always packed now. I'm just telling you, this is playing out in public. I'm going to get to the end of the story now. So the guy, the little chubby guy, comes down in front of me. Tells the skinny dude who wasn't doing anything to handle the guy who was angry at the end of the register because he couldn't get what he was asking for down there. So this guy comes down in front of me. He says, he's breathing hard. Boy, I tell you, I had to get away from him. I'm about to punch him. I go, okay. Now this time I have to tell y'all this. I'm black, he's black. So I guess he's confessing to me because he feels some way with me. But see, now, you brought me into your world now, brother. You told me you about to physically harm this dude because all he wants is what he's paying for. That's a salad. So I lean into the dude. I said, excuse me, brother. There's no salad back there. I can't even make a selection. I think you closed too. Now, I talk it just as clear as I said this to you guys. I said it to him. He immediately turned to me and went, can I help you? I said, brother, you have no salads. I said, I like a mix. I like to mix romaine with a little, just, you know, just mix it up. He said, what's your problem? I said, excuse me. I'm out. See, this is an example of bad employees in a place that I used to go to that nobody, the owners, the managers, nobody is doing this. I'm going to tell you something. I went home. I told my wife, oh, we're going to break. I'll be right back. We're going to wrap up this story. Then I'm going to go to 90-day probations periods while they are so important and do not hire family members just because your mama told you to. We'll be right back with more money.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep tight stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making Conversation Masterclass.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rushan McDonald. Follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Hi, this is Rushan McDonald. Thank you for returning and listening to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. This is Rushan McDonald, and we're talking about value propositions. Value propositions are really important, and those are two words I knew nothing about until my wife pointed them out, the significance, and I used to debate her the importance of it until I finally sat down and realized that I didn't have a value proposition for my company, and I didn't really start turning the corner to what I was being, because I was just successful in other areas. I was successful as a brand manager. I was successful at giving advice, but it had nothing to do with my company, 3815 Media. When I finally sat down and decided what that value proposition is, then I was able to turn that corner, and my company was fortunate this year in 2023 to win the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council Supplier of the Year Award at the Spirit Alliance Awards for 2023 as a Class 1 division. The top minority supplier in the state of Georgia. That's what I achieved once I found out my value proposition. If you don't have a plan, then 3815 Media can help you create one. That's my slogan. I didn't have that slogan before. These are things that when I sat down and I drilled down into what exactly I was trying to do, I was able to come up with, because I started understanding my value proposition. It's not just about flipping hamburgers, not just about service or IT or any field that you decided to open your doors with, or any company you decided to go work for. What value do you bring to the table long term, not just short term? Because you're never at a job as an employee just to be hired. You're there to, I like to believe that when you come into a company, you come into the company to be the supervisor, to run that company. That's the attitude you have to have if you're trying to get a raise. That's the attitude you got to have if you're trying to get promoted. You can never come into that company and say, I'm trying to get a job, a raise based on the job that I have currently or they're offering me. You'll never get a raise. You'll never get a raise. You'll just be frustrated because you're not setting your expectations high enough, which means that by setting your expectation beyond your job, you're going to do more than you're doing for the job they've asked you to do. And when you do that, then they will pay you more because you increase your value proposition for that position. But in doing so, you have to let them know you are doing more, but not asking for no more money. Because once they realize your value, they can't afford to let you go. It's just the facts of life. And if they do, then you've increased your value to go get it from somebody else. Those are some simple tips that I've learned over the years, and hopefully you're writing these things down because of the fact that a lot of people, they just take these jobs. I don't care. I remember when I was 16 years old, they hired me to do make hamburgers at Burger King. They hired me to make hamburgers. But I didn't want to make hamburgers. I wanted to work the register. That was my goal. My goal was not to flip burgers and make fries. My goal was to work the register. Guess what? I wound up working the register because that was my goal. And guess who? And guess who got the raise? Guess who got elevated to the next level? Because I wanted to do more. And so in order to get to the register, that means I had to do more than just make burgers and drop fries. But in the process of when you start in these companies and you're working, family tends to always get in the way. Family. You love them. Sometimes you don't know what to do with them. And here's the number one mistake we make with family when it comes to your company, your business, is that we do not follow the same rules when we hire family than we do with anybody else. The number one rule that we don't follow is we don't have family members fill our job applications. That's the number one rule. For some reason, they don't sign NDAs. They don't sign, none of that, because they family. For some reason, we don't want to know what the family member don't know, so we don't ask them to fill out a piece of paper so we can find out what they don't know. And if you find out what they don't know, guess what? You won't hire them, because you're about to bring them into a job that you know on paper they can't do. So here are five reasons you should not hire a family member. Number one, do not hire a family member because they are family. I've done that. I had a comedy club. I started with a guy I didn't know. Mistake number one, got in business with somebody I didn't know. We shared the same vision because we both wanted to open a comedy club. So my family members, when I was at one location, they was working for free. They were just happy. We'll work the door for you. Do all those nice things. But I went to the other location. They wanted money. Now, for some reason, in my mind, they'll never fill out a job application. So because I never put them on a system of knowing how much they wanted, then I fell victim to not budgeting for their demands. So suddenly my little budget went out of whack because I didn't include them in the budget plan. So do not hire family because they are family. Number two, do not hire a family member if you still feel sorry for them. That's number two. Do not hire a family member to help them get by. That's number three. Number four, do not hire a family member who owes you money. And the number one reason you do not hire anybody in your family if it's based on your mama's recommendation. If your mama is recommending you to hire somebody and you hire that person, well, you get what you get. Now, Rashawn, you told us a lot of stuff today. How do we fix the problem? How do we avoid this problem? It's called the 90-day probation period. If you follow the 90-day probation period, it will solve a lot of your problems. It'll get a lot of bad people out the door a lot faster, all that good stuff. What is the 90-day probation period? It's a time when a new employee is carefully evaluated to see if they will be a good fit for the position and company culture. It's a defined period of time that starts on the employee's date of hire and ends exactly 90 days later. During this period, the employee may receive added management, which is key, education, learn a new job, which means they can't complain. The employer may also have the right to fire the employee without cause during this period. The employee may also have to wait before, you know, might not get health coverage in that 90-day period because you might get fired. Okay, Rashawn. This is where the 90-day period, everybody knows about it. But then a lot of people don't have time to put it in application. Listen to me, listen to me. Employee, employer, listen to me. You have 30 days. The first 30 days is the key. When you hire that person, tell them and emphasize to them they're on 90 days probation. Do not gloss that over. Don't kind of like slide it through part of the onboarding process. Let them know they're on a 90-day probation period. And let them know that in 30 days, you and I are going to have a conversation about how you're doing. Let them know that for a fact. And you must emphasize that. This is not a threat. This is establishing employer rules. This is where we all make mistakes. This is where a relationship goes bad. This is what happened at that restaurant I went to. Somehow, nobody established the 90-day probation period to anybody in that salad bar because they was operating fearlessly that nothing would happen to them. In some ways, anybody that works for you has to operate with a degree of fear or they won't get anything done. I'm serious. And this is a good fear. It's a fear based on respect. It's a fear this is a job I don't want to lose. This is a job that if I do what I'm supposed to do, then I will maintain employment. What's wrong with that? Then you get up to 60 days. That's the key. See, if they've been right for 30 days, that 60-day mark, then guess what? If you've done what you're supposed to do as an employer, you've done what you're supposed to do as an employee, then that 60-day mark is going to be the critical moment whether you're going to stay or go. I'm going to tell you right now, 60 days, you know who you got. You're making the decision to hang in there with a weak employee or you about to, you know what they say, you about to see a rose bloom in your, a bloom in your garden. That's the key right there. You tell the employee what they're doing good and you encourage them. If your employee is doing bad, you let them know, look, the next 30 days is very key to you being maintaining long-term employment. You let them know right there at 60 days. Because that next 30 days, you're going to find out how they're built. You're going to find out if they're willing to turn that corner and win. Or they're ready to turn that corner and be who they were going to be when you hired them 60 days ago. So I tell everybody, do not let an employee destroy your company. But if they do destroy your company or your business or your product, it's because you let them do that. This is my value proposition today to you. Don't let you be the problem. Hire the right people who will work for you.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, What's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.